A 7-year-old Palestinian girl from the West Bank crying because neither she nor her mother can enter East Jerusalem to pray at Al-Aqsa Mosque on the first Friday prayers for Muslims' holy month of Ramadan. Thousands of Palestinian worshippers from the West Bank arrived at the main checkpoint into the city at Qalandia hours before the Friday prayers, amid heavy Israeli security and the stringent permit regime.
Many young people, including my children, 25, they have never seen Jerusalem or the mosque.
Only men over 50 and women over 45 years old are able to enter Al-Aqsa Mosque for prayers without any additional paperwork. Special permits are available, but just for women between the ages of 30 and 45 and men between 45 and 50. Palestinian officials don't believe such measures respect the sanctity of the month.
95% of the Palestinian people are prohibited today from entering Jerusalem. Only very small, limited number of people are allowed, and we consider this as part of the process of ethnic cleansing that is practiced in Jerusalem.
Around 2,000 police officers were deployed around Al-Aqsa Mosque and in the old city alleys.
This is a standard procedure. It takes place every year, the deployment of different units, border police, as well as the national police that are in and around Jerusalem.
Although the first Friday prayers of Ramadan went smoothly in Jerusalem's old city, Israeli police officers are still bracing themselves for the worst. Officials at the Public Security Ministry had said that the present calm in the city was deceptive due to tensions between the Israeli authorities and the Palestinian residents of East Jerusalem. There were no reports of scuffles at these Friday prayers at Al-Aqsa Mosque that over 60,000 Palestinians from the West Bank were able to attend. There are 4 more Fridays left during the month of Ramadan and then Eid. Nisreen Shamaili, Al Jazeera, Occupied East Jerusalem.